I would like to welcome you guys to a better self. I just want to welcome you guys to a better self podcast per se. I hope you guys are having an excellent day, and if you're not, I hope this podcast will make it better. Not necessarily. So today's topic that I want to be talking about, it's on a Sunday that this podcast is going to be going up. I have a day to figure out where exactly I am going to put this up. I know my speaking abilities are not to the best as well, so I do tend to speak a lot faster. So I am going to speak a lot slower pace because of that reason, and I'm going to do a lot more enunciation in my speaking abilities. But today's topic that I want to touch is is one where it's very severe, and I think I'm getting a call. Great. I'll be right back. So before we got interrupted with the whole situation, my mom calling, by the way, she is okay, for those of you that are asking about my lovely mother, she is okay. But the topic that I actually want to be touching on is about happiness. Are you happy? You know, and the reason why I want to base it off of happiness is because I am not happy in the situation that I am at, per se. The reason for that is because I am not making the money where I believe I know I am capable of making and fulfilling myself with that requirement or need. I think for me it's more of I need to make that money so I can get out of the place where I don't want to be stuck in. But I wanted to ask you guys today, are you really happy? Are you really happy? Are you happy when you wake up every morning, or do you dread every morning? You know, and a lot is talked about this with Gary Vee. And it's very depressing to see people, not wake up as happy. But one thing, it's like, if you're not happy with yourself, you need to identify what's not making you happy. For some people, they don't like waking up early, but they have to wake up early because it's their job, because this and that. If it's your job that's not making you happy, get another job. You know, there's so many jobs out there, and yes, we do have a low employment rate. I completely get that, but it's at the point where, like, your happiness has to be the most important factor in 2019 until the day you die. I don't know if I'm even allowed to curse, but I'm going to curse in this podcast. I'm going to tell you this. And the reason is because Gary Vee talks about it, and it's authenticity. It's the way I talk. You know, it's the way I talk that kind of like lights me up, sparks me up per se. But you need to be able to wake up in the morning and be fucking pumped for that day and for what's to come to that day. So today, it's a Sunday that this video's podcast is going up. I want you to ask yourself, am I fucking happy? Am I fucking happy? And if you're not, find the one thing that is making you unhappy and eliminate it from your life. Eliminate that little thing or big thing that is making you unhappy. As soon as you begin to understand that your happiness is the most precious thing, you will understand the fundamentals of happiness. You know, I myself am not happy, but I am starting to let go of things, the little things that are making me unhappy. And I kid you not, I have felt completely different, you know, towards my happiness. I'm gonna give you guys an example. My car, you know, my parents told me that my car is going to be a great investment, this and that, you know, but I knew in reality it wasn't going to be a great investment, you know, and I didn't want to go against my parents' back per se. I guess my parents had a big influence in me getting the car, and I didn't want to be so that one person to be like, no, this, I don't know how I'm going to explain this. Wow, I am out of breath. But the reason being is I'm not happy with my car, you know, making $330 in payment, paying $255 for insurance, you know, and then now it needs an oil change. It's like I just got the car not like 5-6 weeks ago. So it's like I knew I wasn't going to be happy affording a car that I could not afford. You know, I prefer market that $330. I prefer using it as a marketing tactic, and that would make me so much more happier. That's my example of happiness. I am going to get rid of that car one way or another. Hopefully there will be a buyer soon. Hopefully the universe provides me with a buyer soon. And it goes from there. I just need to look at the numbers, see how much I've paid off, see all this. But that car is not making me happy. And as soon as I let go of that car, yes, I'm going to have an older car. I'm going to have this and that. But the thing is, I prefer having an older car that's already paid off for and just worried about paying insurance than be worried about paying for, how can I say this, paying for a monthly on my car and insurance. Wow, that's just so dumb in my part. I shouldn't have gotten into this big debt. You know, it's not even helping me in my credit wise, which sucks. But yeah guys, I mean, all I want to say to you guys really is start asking yourself if you are really happy, and if you're not, start letting go of the things that are making you unhappy, because long term your happiness matters way more than flashing, impressing people that don't even really care about you, you know. Thank you guys for tuning into A Better Self this week on Sunday. I know it's a Sunday, but thank you guys for tuning into A Better Self. I hope you guys enjoyed this little podcast. I know I'm going to be posting podcasts from Sundays and Fridays. Sundays are more, sorry about that, guys. Sundays are more just like inspiration, like things like these kind of talks. Well, Fridays are more wellness kind of things. But yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoy this podcast. And until next time, have a great freaking day and weekend. Keep being your amazing self. Well, should I say, keep being a better self. Yo, this is a motherfucking war zone.